episode 49 of The Unwoke Show, where free speech is welcome, all subjects are on the table, and your boys Rich and Tim bring you the latest and greatest information every single week for your enjoyment, baby. I'm your host, Rich, along with my other hosts. How you doing here, Tim?
Good, and you're Rich, man?
Doing good. And we're going to do any better, especially when you start using a little bit of common sense, and all, because we are fired up for this episode tonight.
So, guys, before we jump into it, you can find us on all of the major podcasting platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify. We are on Amazon. We are on all your major podcasting platforms. So go check us out. You can reach us at feedback@unwoketheshow.com. That is feedback@unwoketheshow.com. Rich, I'm going to regret saying this, but man, kick us off tonight, would you, buddy?
Yeah. So guys, tonight is just, this is just a subject where that's just, it's gotten so, just so fucking out of hand.
Yeah.
And we've done some research on this that even goes farther than this initial story, but we had to bring this to you guys, and all, because maybe, I'm sure some of you guys in Unwoke Nation across the world are hearing this crap as well. So I came across an article, and you guys can actually go, we can be able to post this too. It's actually off of Fox News. I think it came out just yesterday. Just about a week ago, and also, but I finally got to see it the other day, but I was just like, what are we talking about here?
Yep.
So the article goes on, and it's actually written by a Kendall Tietz from Fox News. Just gonna make sure to give her credit. And the name of her article says, "Marriage Promotes White Supremacy According to White University Professor."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marriage fundamentalism, like structural racism, is a key structuring element of white heteropatriarchal supremacy, professor says.
Oh yes, we're gonna get all into that woke soup.
Oh yeah. So this is let's just call it the fucktard that wrote this this article pulled all this information from another fucktard named Professor Bethany Lateek. And this article was written in the Journal of Marriage and Family about her theory that marriage fundamentalism, like structural racism, is a key structuring element of white heteropatriarchal supremacy.
So is it like the more isms you use, the smarter you sound?
Yeah, this is just word bullshit at this point, right?
Works
so. Marriage fundamentalism can be understood as an ideological and cultural phenomenon where adherents espouse the superiority of the two-parent married family that, according to Bethany. But it is also a hidden or unacknowledged structural mechanism of white heteropatriarchal family supremacy that is essential to the reproduction and maintenance of family inequality in the United States.
Okay, that's probably what the most reproduction, probably the most.
Reproduction and maintenance. This fucktard associate professor, she's with the College of Education and Human Development at George Mason, specializing in the utilization of community-based participatory action research approaches. Okay, that's just more word soup bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
This fucktard professor basically said in the article, she is a white cisgender woman. So I had to look up cisgender I don't know what these woke terms are.
I know. So, I'm just trying to save you from unroping a brain cell.
Yeah, that's, well, consider those already dead.
Yeah.
Cisgender is a term that is used to describe people whose gender identity matches the sex they were assigned at birth. So it's not enough to say, well, we'll get to that in a moment. For example, someone who was assigned female at birth, AFAB, so as I've said before, this, we're getting into military acronyms, and identifies as a woman, is a cisgender woman. On the other hand, an AFAB person who identifies as a man is a transgender man. Okay, so really what she is saying is when her mother shat her out when she was a baby, she was a woman.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so
got it.
She's a white woman.
Okay.
Okay. Currently living with her partner.
Okay.
So she is a lesbian woman. Okay.
Okay.
Tracking so far.
Yep. All right, I'm taking notes as we go.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, I'm trying to break this down for the Unwoke Nation themselves. And they are co-raising their children in a committed heterosexual union outside the institution of marriage. And so the reason I put committed in there is I think committed is being used to supplement the term marriage.
Marriage, yeah.
In the article, this douchebag professor said she drew upon critical feminist. Ah, there it is. Critical feminist and intersectional frameworks to delineate an overarching orientation to structural oppression and unequal power relations that advantages white heteronuclear families, WHNF. Again, military acronyms right here.
Oh, stop it.
And marginalizes others as a function of family structure and relationship status. Yeah. So this next part, I mean, this fucktard professor gets an A+ in the, let's try to use as many academic dipshit.
Right.
To make myself sound smart. Really, when you're just a feminazi, you're an associate, you're a douchebag feminazi associate professor at a college. I mean, that's the breakdown.
That's based in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Even then, right? Okay. The feminazi argued that since colonization. Okay.
And, we got to go there now?
Yeah. Oh, we're going there. Oh, it gets better, man. Trust me. Marriage fundamentalism has been instantiated through laws, policies, and practices to unduly advantage WHNF or white heteropatriarchal nuclear families, so the traditional family, while simultaneously marginalizing black, indigenous, immigrant, mother-headed, and lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, LGBTQ+, ... families, among others.
Dude, that sentence was a verbal marathon. Jeez. I was getting tired just listening to it.
So, this feminazi lost me at marginalizing black.
Here's what I kind of was asking, because, you know, for them,
how in the hell do you have a white person saying that they understand the marginalization of black, indigenous, immigrant, mother-headed, and lesbian, gay, bisexual?
Rich. Lady, you don't understand shit.
Yeah. So, Rich, I'm a white guy. Mm-hmm. You're a black guy.
Yep.
I understand your plight.
Mm-hmm.
In today's society.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell is a white guy... huh? How can I sit here and say, I understand your plight?
See,
you're my people. Yes, I said my people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, we're just going down just how stupid all of this sounds, right? But somehow, my childhood mimicked yours in a way that I completely understood all of your struggles, not just as you growing up, but society and how they look at a black man, woman, whatever, right? But somehow I can understand the marginalization of that.
What really bothers me about this, and like you said, you know, you're hearing this from a white person, is they claim, or because they read something in some psychology or sociology class of some professor in some mandatory requirement book, or that they can sit there and say that they understand exactly some of the things were that I went through. I mean, I find it very, very interesting. And, you know, it's like when you think about towards the end of like 2020 towards 2021, and you're getting all these like deranged feminazi white people out there trying to say, oh, don't worry, black people, we'll speak for you. And it's like, wait, I can speak for myself. No. See, we as white people, we'll be able to speak. Now, isn't that another type of white supremacy? But anyway,
hold on, Mr. Rich.
Yeah,
Mr. Rich, I understand where you've been. I know what you're going through.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of like, really?
Yeah, that's a white guy saying how stupid. I mean, people are like, oh man, that's racist. No, but that's just
that's what we hear.
Yeah, exactly.
That is what we hear. And when we're getting professors that sit there and they want to say something, even like I said, our original thing of work, because Tim's got a lot more than that, you know, but when we're hearing people sit there trying to say, oh, well, you know, this is, you know, it's a marriage is an example of white supremacy. No, this is an attack on the nuclear family.
Yep.
And the thing is that, you know how you say this, like they didn't mention it about black people. Because I remember when I first read this article and I thought to myself, okay, so what you're saying is that marriage is an example of white supremacy. Okay, let's go back in history because apparently they don't. So when black people were in slavery, okay, the one way they were able to marry, because they couldn't marry in churches or anything like that, you know, so there is a phrase where that's called jumping the broom. Okay, so what would happen is that if two slaves were going to get married and like that, so instead of them, you know, doing whatever case may be, they would basically take a broom and lay it on the ground from wherever they were doing the marriage. So, and they would hold hands and they would jump over the broom. And when they jumped over the broom, that basically recognized that they were a married couple. Okay. So here's my question.
Yep.
If marriage is such a symbolism of white supremacy, are you saying that black people were being racist against themselves?
It sounds like black people were marginalizing themselves.
Yeah, I guess is that it? Or am I
this is this is generated from such a academic biosphere.
Yeah.
Okay.
A bunch of assholes basically sitting in a room drinking coffee and talking amongst themselves.
And not just assholes, white.
Yeah.
And in this instance, feminazi. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine when this conversation, what part of the month this conversation took place in.
Oh, wow.
Just saying.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. That all of a sudden we need to attack the fundamental institution of marriage. So if I had to sum all this up, I think what this fucktard is saying is, from her perspective, okay, in her own stupidity and her own academic ignorance, clearly she's on the woke bandwagon, number one.
Yeah.
Right. Her view is the traditional nuclear family is an antiquated, holdover dinosaur, dying breed, whatever description, whatever you want to put out there. And that somehow when white people get married, it's a form of white supremacy. But when indigenous, black, mother-headed, and lesbian get married, they automatically start at some sort of disadvantage. I mean, that's, I don't know how else to better put that all together.
It's what it is, Tim, it's like, you know, it's like we, it's like they have to constantly keep using the woke, racist, I'm a victim mentality.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. And it's just, it's so tiresome. And also, and honestly, it's like we'll go even farther. So the fact that, okay, you know, I have friends, right, like I said, who are married, have kids and everything like that. Okay. Is this kind of more of a thing where it's like, okay, you fuck nuts realize you can't have kids on your own.
Right.
You can't have kids on your own.
No.
And so now you want to sit there and, like you said, marginalize or, you know, be able to, you know, put down the nuclear family because they can do the one thing your ass can do.
Right. This through all this academic word bullshit, this what this really is. We want to fight. Or I'm fighting for the equality of LGBTQ, blacks, indigenous, everything that isn't white people. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm fighting, or that's what this fucktard professor is lobbying. And they're lobbying for breaking down the institution of marriage, because for some reason they feel the need to say that the traditional nuclear family doesn't work for them, or they don't feel like they fit in, and they feel like their way of raising kids is better than the traditional nuclear family way of doing things. And so now they want to focus their anger and their woke oversensitive horse shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they think they're special snowflakes and they're not. And they want to attack something that, you know, for there's a group of people, including myself, who believe in the traditional nuclear family marriage. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does it mean that it's 100% the right way to do it? No.
Just like no marriage is perfect.
No, no marriage is perfect. But to invest all your energy to try and start a movement all because you think your way is the right way, you've lost all credibility with me. Not that that means anything. And I would, you know what? I would probably even say you've probably lost all credibility with, well, you've clearly lost credibility with the Unwoke Nation. There's no doubt about that, for sure. But don't think for a second you're going to tell me that you understand the marginalization of black, indigenous, immigrant, mother-headed.
I mean, just the fact groups. That you want to take saying it's like mother-headed.
Yeah. You don't know that.
It's like, you don't know that, you know, you're sitting around your professor, you know, little lobby office, just trying to come across, you know, these, which, you know, like I said, I'm just going to be just call it like it is. And also colleges and universities are nothing but basically these woke liberal incubators. That's what they are.
Yeah, you're just.
And you got all the. So you parents out there, it's like, you know, not. I'm sure it's not less, but you have. You parents out there are sitting up there spending thousands and thousands of dollars to see teachers such as this at George Mason and all across this country.
Right.
To sit there and have them basically, you know, getting your kids into believing this bullcrap.
Right.
See, and the thing is that it's not just folks in just down there in the schools and universities, but it's also going into our high schools. And see, and I've said this before, and also because, see, they figure because they are public schools that they sit there and they think that they can just go ahead and just say this And you guys have to take it. And see, here's how the power comes as well. So, and I want, in Woke Nation, I want you to pay attention to this, because I don't know if this is like it in your country and also, but I know it's definitely here in America. You see, the biggest thing, what do they have? And when it comes to professors like this, they know that since most families, 9 out of 10 families, cannot be able to have the resources to be able to take their kids out of these woke incubators.
Right.
They figure at that point, we can open your kid's mouth and shove this bullshit down your throat, right, or down their throat, and you're going to have a lot, and you're going to like it. And if you don't like it, then we start doing all the cancel culture, and we start doing all those, like, oh, your kid's going to be suspended. And the little boy, what was it, like a month ago, it's like that because he wore a shirt that said there's only two genders, and he got suspended.
Yeah.
And like that. And all of a sudden, you want to do all that award. So it's like, see, that's the thing about it. It's like, you know, at least I can speak more people, you know, on Woke Nation here, you know, in America like that. They think you're stupid.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is that they want to use economic warfare through your kids, because they know most of you guys don't have the resources to be able to take your kids to charter schools, whatever the case may be.
Right.
They figure a few might go. They'll get a few out or that'll be able to do it. But for the most part, they know that they can put this shit down their throats.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to take it if you want your kid to graduate.
Yep.
And Rich rant over.
Exactly. Thank you. And I completely agree with you on that, Rich. I mean, it's, if you live in D.C., and you go to George Mason, I hope you didn't sign up for this class.
Oh, by the way, would you like to know what the school's nickname is?
What's that?
Patriots.
Yeah, that's kind of ironic. So, again, hopefully you avoided this class. If you took it, then there's an audit policy where you can audit it for a different class. Or if you took it and sat through it, well, you know what? That's on you for this one. But yeah, this fucktard is just clearly out of touch. This is clearly a woke mindset. She's got a problem with the traditional marriage. Maybe she couldn't find somebody that was dumb enough to actually marry her, and so she's got to get on this tirade, whatever it is.
Too many swipes on Tinder?
Is that probably they all swipe no's. Mm. You know, that clearly bruise the feminazi ego. But anyway, you know, Unwoke Nation, we'd love to hear from you on this topic. This speaks definitely to topics we've talked to in the past about institutionalizing kids through the education system. Rich, it's a pleasure, as always, to talk with you, man. Again, you can reach us at feedback@unwoketheshow.com. That is feedback@unwoketheshow.com. Guys, as always, stay unwoke.
All right, guys. See you next time.